Section 2. This section includes what is alcohol and how is it absorbed? Absorption rate factors. Drug and alcohol interactions. Alcohol and energy drinks. Drink equivalency. How alcohol is eliminated. Measuring intoxication, BAC defined. Tolerance. Alcohol and the brain. Visible intoxication defined. Preventing intoxication. Refusing service. Intervention techniques. Group activity. Think about the frequently asked questions below before starting this section. You are not expected to know the answers yet, but by the end of the section, you should be able to answer them. Number 1. What is a standard drink? Board regulations provide that a standard-sized alcoholic beverage is 12 fluid ounces of malt or brewed beverage, 4 fluid ounces of wine, including fortified wine, or 1 1/2 fluid ounces of spirits. Number 2. What is the difference between light beer and regular beer? The main difference between light and regular beer is calories. Light beer has fewer calories than regular beer. Number 3. How many drinks can the body eliminate per hour? At what rate does the body eliminate alcohol? On average, the body will eliminate approximately 1 standard drink per hour. This is a constant rate, both during and after drinking. Number 4. Can dancing or any other physical activity help the body to eliminate alcohol? Physical activity does not eliminate alcohol from the bloodstream. It may cause a person to perspire, but perspiration, urination, and respiration only eliminates 10% of the alcohol consumed. The body eliminates approximately 1 standard drink an hour, so time is the only thing that sobers up a person. Number 5. What is visible intoxication? Visible intoxication is defined as the level of impairment that any person can detect by noticing the various obvious visible signs of intoxication. Number 6. What are some factors that determine whether someone will show signs of visible intoxication? Some of the factors that affect whether a person will exhibit signs of visible intoxication are tolerance, health, food intake, emotional state, and the rate and amount of alcohol consumed. Number 7. What determines if someone is visibly intoxicated? If it is apparent that the person's behavior, judgment, and coordination have been diminished, then the person may be considered visibly intoxicated. Number 8. What are some of the signs of visible intoxication? Some examples of the signs of visible intoxication that a server should notice can include glassy or bloodshot eyes, loud or slurred speech, lack of coordination or concentration, spilling a drink, staggered walk, etc. Number 9. What is legal intoxication? Legal intoxication under the Motor Vehicle Code is an objective measurement of blood alcohol content, BAC. Number 10. How is legal intoxication determined? Legal intoxication is determined by performing a blood, breath, or urine test. Number 11. Can a server determine if a patron is legally intoxicated? No. A server can only detect visible intoxication. Number 12. What is the correlation between visible and legal intoxication? There is no correlation between the two. Visible intoxication can occur at either a high or low BAC. Number 13. What are some factors that affect legal intoxication? Some of the factors that affect legal intoxication are weight, gender, health, food intake, and the rate and amount of alcohol consumed. Number 14. Can a server serve an alcoholic beverage to a visibly intoxicated person? No. A licensee and its employees are prohibited by the Liquor Code from serving or permitting to be furnished alcoholic beverages to a visibly intoxicated person. Number 15. How can servers slow down service to a potential VIP? They can take time serving the drinks. They can offer a free non-alcoholic drink or water. They can offer food or try to get the person involved in another activity besides drinking. Number 16. How should a server shut off a VIP? A server should be courteous to and concerned about the person they are shutting off. They should never be offensive or use derogatory words. They should also offer safe driving alternatives, such as calling a cab for the patron.